This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Prior to Thursday's House vote that passed H.J. Res 27, a resolution to overturn the Waters of the U.S. rule, Representative Dan Newhouse was one of many who spoke on the floor. In the time he was allowed, the Sunnyside Republican broke it down in simple terms to what he thought were the obvious problems with the Biden administration's WOTUS rule.
This rule is not about clean water. Rural communities in the West and across the country, like Central Washington, are dedicated to clean water. And they are the ones being punished by the continuing legal uncertainty that this new final rule brings.
Newhouse says he speaks for many.
As chairman of the Western Caucus, a bipartisan group of nearly 100 members that advocate for property rights and for clean water, I've consistently called on the administration to provide that certainty that we all want. In fact, we've led over 200 members in a letter urging the administration to do just that.
But bottom line?
WOTUS is nothing more than a power grab, which would impose tighter controls over the waters, the Clean Water Act never intended to regulate. Let's be clear.
Passing by a 227 to 198 vote, the resolution now moves to the Senate. But President Biden has threatened that he will veto the legislation if it makes it to his desk.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.